Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates, May 15th, 1953. And the title is Grandpa Rides Again. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Grandpa Rides Again.
Sounds like a pal of yours whistling for you, doesn't it? Well, I know another pal of yours with a special way of calling you, too. Mm-hmm. Know who I mean? That famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. When you pour the milk or cream on them, what do? Oh, you know, they speak right up with that friendly snap, crackle, pop. And do you know why? It's because they're tumble-toasted, an exclusive Kellogg process that spins Rice Krispies with crispy goodness and makes them golden toasty all over. Have some. Tell Mother you'd like to have Rice Krispies tomorrow.
Of all the adventures of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles, none was more interesting than their occasional brushes with the retired New Mexico sheriff, Grandpa Granger. And none was more exciting than the trouble they found when Grandpa Rides Again.
Just wait till Bill hears about this, doggone it. Just when everything was going fine, this has to happen. Bill, where are you?
Right here, Jingles. What's the trouble?
Plenty of trouble. It's Grandpa Granger.
What happened? Did you get in another argument with the old boy?
No, I didn't. You know that nobody can argue with him. He can never understand what you're talking about.
Then what are you so excited about?
Because Grandpa's gone and done it again. He buckled on them big six-shooters of his, and he says he's going to bring in that gang of bank bandits single-handed.
What bank bandits? We haven't had a bank robbery around here for months.
I know it, but Grandpa gets mixed up and forgets what year it is. He's got an idea that the bank's being robbed, and he's walking down Main Street with his guns on.
Mm-hmm, I see. Well, let's go out and talk to him.
Now, that can be downright dangerous. You know Grandpa when he thinks he's on the warpath. He shoots at anything that moves.
Yeah, and he's still a pretty good shot, too, even if he can't see too well. All right, where is he, Jingles?
Well, let's see. He was down there a little way. Uh-oh, there he is across the street.
What's he doing hiding behind that rain barrel?
Probably getting ready to blast the bandits when they come out of the bank.
We'd better get to him before he blasts a couple of our leading citizens. Come on.
I sure like that old coot, though, Bill. He's got more nerve than most men have his age.
He was a great sheriff when he was younger, Jingles. And don't ever sell Grandpa short.
Everybody hunt cover! When those sidewinders come out of the bank, there's going to be more lead in the street than there is mosquitoes on Catfish Creek.
Now simmer down, Grandpa.
Hut! Retire, you fool cat!
Don't cut that out.
We're not bandits.
I'll say we got bandits. Now get them hands up and keep them up.
Well, fire my triggers and fan my hammers if it ain't Wild Bill Hickok.
And Jingles. Now cut out this nonsense, Grandpa. You're liable to shoot somebody.
Better hunt something to hide behind, gents, before the gun smoke gets to thick you can't see where you're going.
Put your guns away, Grandpa. There isn't any bank robbery.
What's that?
Bill said there isn't any bank robbery.
What are you hollering for? This is no time to get excited.
Oh, I'm not excited. I just wanted to make you hear me.
You best they fear me. The owl hoots around here have been scared of me for a long time.
Forget about this hold-up idea, Grandpa. You're liable to hurt somebody with those guns.
Huh? Think I'm loony in the head, do you? I was catching bank bandits around this part of the country when Jingles here was having trouble catching his baby rattle.
Yeah, I know, Grandpa, but you're retired now. Why not leave the law work up to me and Bill?
That's right, Gramps. We'll take care of everything.
Then why don't you go down there at the bank to cut off their escape?
Because there ain't no bandits.
You're right. We gotta take those bandits. You and Bill head down there to the bank, and I'll cover you from behind the rain barrel.
Grandpa, you better forget this and come with us.
What's that?
He said for you to come along with us.
Oh, scared to go alone, huh?
No, we're not scared to go alone.
Wait till I check my shooting irons.
Now put those guns away.
Whee-hee! That one's working all right.
Now cut it out.
So's that one.
Cut out the shooting, Grandpa.
I'm ready for the varmints. Hey, they heard me. Look at him come boiling out of that bank.
Oh, you're seeing things.
No, he isn't, Jingles. Something funny's going on down there.
Bill, there's a regular gun battle going on.
Yeah, and a bunch of Jaspers running for the horses.
Hey, it is a bank robbery.
Stand out of my line of fire, Jingles. You're blocking my view.
No, sorry.
You can't hit him with a six-gun that far away, Grandpa.
Round up a posse. Block off the trail. Bust open some more ammunition.
They're heading north, Grandpa. You can't stop them.
He can't hear you, Bill.
Get a horse, Jingles. Let's hit the trail.
Yeah. We're going after him, Grandpa.
That's what I thought you'd do, you young featherheads. What you ought to do is get your horses and go after them.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Run, you dead burned coyotes.
Good night, Slim. What was that?
See there, Charlie? Kellogg's Rice Krispies aren't the only thing that can make interesting sounds. I can do.
Did you make that cry?
Well, it's sort of just an imitation of a sound most every cowboy learns, Charlie. They know it about as well as they know that famous snap, crackle, pop that Rice Krispies make when you pour the milk to them. Tell me again, Charlie, how come Rice Krispies make that little snap, crackle, pop?
Why, that's their way of telling you how fresh and crisp they are.
Sure, but how come they can do it?
Well, now, first you tell me about that sound you made.
Well, sir, that's the call of a wildcat, a mighty dangerous critter. Doubly dangerous because his cry sounds like a woman in pain. Now, if a greenhorn out on the range hears that call at night, why, he's likely to charge off a-thinking he's going to save some lady in trouble. Then, uh-oh, the first thing he knows, he's got a wildcat on his hands.
By jingo, I can certainly see how that could happen. And now, the answer to your question about what puts the snap, crackle, pop in Rice Krispies. Well, it's simply this. The Kellogg folks have a special tumble toasting process. It spins each grain with crispy goodness and makes them golden toasty all over. So when you hear that snap, crackle, pop, you know you're in for wonderfully crisp eating. How about having Rice Krispies tomorrow morning to see just what I mean? Get a large-sized box today.
The imagination of Grandpa Granger, who thought bandits were holding up the bank, brought Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles to the scene of an actual bank robbery. Saddling their horses, they took off down the trail in hot pursuit of the bandits.
You think we're catching up to them, Bill?
I don't know, Jingles, but they can't be too far ahead.
They sure left a plain trail.
They didn't have any time to cover it up. Thanks to Grandpa, we got started in a hurry.
I still can't figure out how he knew about that robbery.
I don't think he did. I figure it was just plain luck.
Well, I don't know how lucky it'll be for us. This trail is leading us right into Boulder Canyon.
Sure looks that way.
But, Bill, that crack in the side of the mountain is Dry Gulch's paradise. There's 100 places they could hide and gun us down as we come up the trail.
Then we'll just have to keep our eyes open.
Yeah, and keep your heads down if you don't want them shot off. See what I mean? Whoa, Joe.
Oh, watch out.
Just find a big rock and get behind it, Bill.
Wait a minute, Jingles. I want to see how many guns we've got against us.
Well, all right, but do we have to be targets to find out? That was too darn close.
That's what I thought. They left one man behind to close off the trail.
Well, he's sure doing it as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, I figure it only takes one bullet to finish me off, and I ain't aiming to meet it in here.
Let me see if I can discourage him a little.
Now cut it out, Bill. You just got him riled up, and he's nasty enough already.
I guess we can't move him out of those rocks, Jingles. Let's backtrack and see if we can find a way around him.
It's about time. Now get around, Joker.
Let's go, Buckshot.
Bill, you won't be able to find a way around that dry gulcher. Boulder Canyon just goes back into the mountains and stops in a bunch of sheer cliffs.
That's good, isn't it?
What's good about it? Only way to get in at them bandits is to go past that mean-tempered gent with the rifle. Well, there's only one way into the canyon.
That means there's only one way out, too.
Hey, that's right. We got them bank-robbing polecats bottled up in there.
We sure have.
Now who's shooting?
It came from down the trail below us, Jingles. Whoa,
Buckshot. Oh, Joker, whoa. Bill, if there's somebody coming up the trail below us, we're in trouble.
Why is that, Barton?
Because the trail up above us is already filled full of owl hoot.
And we're right in the middle.
Yeah, we sure are. Uh-oh. Well, we got part of them bottled up in Boulder Canyon. The rest of them's got us bottled up. I just wish we were a little bit closer to the top of the bottle.
Put the rest of them money sacks on the table, and a couple of you go out on the trail and help Scotty cover us.
Scotty's all right. One man can hold off an army in them rocks.
Shut up and do what I tell you.
All right, all right. What are you so touchy about, Barney?
Well, I'm touchy about having to clear out of that bank before we got the job done. We got a few measly $100 when we could have got a couple of thousand out of that safe.
But somebody out in the street started blasting.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I heard it. I'd sure like to know who got wise to us.
I'd like to know who was trailing us here to the hideout. Their dust was getting awful close to us here for a while.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's why we got to get some more guards on that trail.
Hey, Barney, we got real trouble.
Scotty, you fool. Why ain't you out there guarding that trail?
Oh, it's all right for a few minutes. But you ought to know who's after us.
I don't care who it is. We'll take care of him.
But it's Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok? What?
Yeah, and that big deputy of his, Jingles.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. Hickok liked to parted my hair through a crack in the rocks at 200 yards with a six gun. That man can shoot.
Sure he can shoot. What were you doing?
Well, I was throwing lead back down the trail. Finally, they gave up and started back out of the canyon.
Good. And if I know Hickok, he'll be back. Hey, hey, wait a minute.
Now what kind of a burr you got under your saddle?
I got an idea. I got an idea how we can get Hickok and that deputy of his off our trail and keep him off.
Well, this idea better be good.
It's good, all right. And if it works, this will be the last time anybody will hear of those two, ever.
Get down behind a rock, Jingles.
You bet I'll get down. Hey, there's a rock here that's big enough even for me.
Whoever's coming up that trail sure isn't making a secret of it.
He's painting the canyon with lead, and that's for sure.
Here he comes, Jingles. All right, get your guns out.
Now they're out, loaded, and the hammers are back. Let them come.
All right, let's step out and stop them.
Right. Hold up there, mister. Get those hands up.
Bushwhackers! Dry gulchers, by gum!
Oh, Bill, it's Grandpa.
How many of you rattlesnakes is crawling through them rocks? If they ain't more than 10, I think maybe I'll come in shooting.
Now calm down, you old tarantula. It's Wild Bill and Jingles.
Wild Bill? Jingles? I thought you was dead.
What gave you that idea, Grandpa?
Well, dad burn it. You went off chasing them bandits without me. I figured you'd just naturally get yourselves killed.
Oh, now you ain't that important, you old gopher. We've been getting by all right for a long time.
You can say that again, Jingles. It sure will be.
It will be what?
A long climb.
I said a long time.
So did I. A long climb up to the top of the canyon.
What do you want to climb up there for, Grant?
To get them slippery varmints that's holed up at the head of the canyon.
He might be right, Jingles. You know, sometimes he makes sense.
Sure, sometimes. But you gotta wade through so much crazy talk to get to the sense, you don't recognize it when you come to it.
You want to say that again, son? A little bit of it slipped by me when I wasn't listening.
No, not now, Grandpa. Bill and I got too much to do.
We sure have, partner. We got to think of some way to smoke those polecats out without getting shot up ourselves.
You listen to me, you young pups.
We haven't got time.
It was back in 67 that I run the Beeman brothers back up into this same canyon.
Yeah, I heard about it.
I rode right up the trail after them with lead flying around my ears like a swarm of bees.
No, hush up.
And I was shooting back as fast as I could pan the hammer.
Now, cut that out and put that cannon away.
They knew I was after them and they were shaking in their boots.
So you killed 10 of them and hauled the other 20 off to jail single-handed.
I did not.
You didn't?
Nope. They rolled a couple of boulders down the hill and hit me right on the head. I was in the Fort Dodge Hospital for 6 months.
That explains a lot of things.
The Beeman brothers settled down and opened a dry goods store in Prairie City.
That's very interesting.
Were the Beeman brothers bank robbers?
Bank robbers? No, they sold cloth and needles and thread, stuff like that.
I mean before they opened the dry goods store.
Yep, big dry goods store. But they had a few other things. Tinware and snuff.
Bill, I'll bet Grandpa was hit on the head with a rock sometime.
Could be, but we got to get on up the canyon and catch those bank robbers.
Bill, what's that noise?
Sounds like it's up above us.
Bill, up on the cliff, big rocks.
Old bathtubs, too.
Get Grandpa out of the way, Jiggles. It's a landslide.
Grandpa! Run! Hurry!
Say, will you do me a favor and play a game with me? It's simple. Now, first, you just close your eyes. Okay, got them closed? Now, imagine that you're sitting at the breakfast table with a big bowl in front of you. Got that? Now, imagine that that bowl is filled with Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the cereal that's so crisp that it says snap, crackle, pop. Sounds mighty tempting already, doesn't it? But now, imagine that bowl of Rice Krispies topped with a few slices of banana or some sliced peaches or maybe some frozen berries. Oh, say, isn't that a pretty picture? Well, now, you can do more than just dream about it. Why not have just that for breakfast tomorrow? Kellogg's Rice Krispies and your favorite fruit or berries, fresh, frozen, or canned. A delicious combination.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Wild Bill, Jingles, and Grandpa Granger, deep in the bottom of Boulder Canyon, suddenly look up to see a landslide crashing down on them. As they start to run, huge rocks smash all around them.
Jingles, Jingles, where are you?
Over here, Bill. See if you can move that big rock that's sitting on my coattails.
All right. That does it.
That's better. Now I can stand up. Hey, where's Grandpa?
I don't know. He was right ahead of me. Grandpa!
Shut up that hollering and get behind the rock.
I was just under a rock and I didn't like it. You all right?
Sure, I'm all right.
He must have helped his hearing, Bill. Maybe he got hit on the head again.
Come on, let's go find him.
There they are!
Oh, he's seeing things again, Bill. Grandpa, put up that gun.
And get my ears shot off? Not me.
Get on, Jingles.
Climb down. Now move over, Grandpa.
There's plenty of room behind this rock for all three of us. But them varmints up there got us spotted.
What varmints up where?
The ones up on the rim of the canyon, Jingles. Who do you think just shot at you?
I don't know. I thought it might have been the Beeman brothers.
Oh, yeah. They sold shoes, too.
That one took a piece right out of my sleeve.
Hey! They shoot pretty good, don't they?
Yeah, you don't have to be so happy about it, you old goat. Bill, who are those buzzards, anyhow?
They're probably the gang we thought we had trapped in the canyon.
Then what are they doing up on top of the cliffs?
They went up there to start that landslide that almost got us.
But how'd they get out of the canyon?
You're just full of questions, ain't you, Sonny?
Well, I can't figure this out. And don't call me Sonny.
You know, there must be a way out of the canyon that we don't know about, Jingles.
Sure there is. There's an old mine shaft that goes right up through the cliff. That's how the Beeman brothers got out when they hit me on the head with them rocks.
You know where that shaft is, Grandpa?
Sure I do. They sold bathtubs, too.
You said that.
The Beeman brothers, that is.
Not these ornery lizards. These reptiles ain't gonna live long enough to sell nothing.
Get on, Grandpa.
Doggone it, Grandpa. You'll get holes in your head sticking it up that way.
Stop mumbling, sonny. Speak up.
Oh, his hearing's plugged up again. Bill, you suppose all the shooting he does has anything to do with that? Grandpa, Billy's hit.
Where'd they get you, Grandpa?
Nobody got me. I got a cramp in my foot.
Oh, Bill, why'd we ever meet up with this old duffer anyway?
I've had enough of this. I'm going on up the canyon. Here, Jezebel.
Stay down, Grandpa. I don't want you to get shot.
You better head. Those jaspers up there are just waiting for us to move.
Atta girl, Jezebel. Steady now. Get up, girl.
Come on, Jingle, let's get our horses. We better go with him before he gets himself killed.
There's the cabin, just like I said, Bill.
Sure is, Grandpa.
Them bandits are inside. They probably got rifles pointing right at our belt buckles this very minute.
I'm just betting all them owl hoots are all up on top of the cliff. They figured they'd get us to that landslide. Oh, oh, Jezebel.
Whoop, Joker, whoo. Look out now, Bill. There's liable to be some lead flying.
I don't hear any noise inside, Jingles. Let's just walk right up to the door and see if they're home.
Well, what do we do now? Knock?
Push the door open and jump back, Jingles. Bill and I'll cover you.
All right, but don't get trigger happy like you usually do.
Look out!
Don't shoot.
I'll get him. Hold it.
Just an old coat hanging on the wall.
Ooh-wee. I thought it was one of them jaspers drawing a bead on me.
Looks like your hunch was right, Grandpa. We got here before the gang got back.
Sure. Outlaws never change, Bill. Why, I remember the Beeman brothers.
Yes, so do I. Hey, look. Look, Bill, money bags on the table.
Yeah, that's the loot from the bank.
Look at the money bags on the table. Must be the loot from the bank.
That's what we said.
Grandpa, how do you get to the old mine shaft that leads to the top of the hill?
What's that? Oh, the mine shaft. Right over behind this door, Bill.
Well, what do you know?
Hurry it up, you guys. We don't want to lead it to the cabin.
Bill, they're coming back.
Hurry up. Close the door. All right, get on out of sight and wait till they come in the room before we jump them.
How am I going to get out of sight in this little cabin?
Do the best you can and try to be quiet.
The Beeman brothers used that same mine shaft.
Shut up, Grandpa.
Oh, sure. Better check my gun.
No. Bill, shall I gag him and tie him up?
Quiet, here they come.
All right, looks like we beat him here all right. Gotta go take a look out the window and see if they're coming up the trail.
Right, Barney.
All right, get those hands up.
Make hey, hey, Hickok, shoot him.
Come back here, you. Now the rest of you just stand there with your hands high. Your bank robbing days are over.
Take the hardware, Jingles, and let's get them tied up.
That'll be a pleasure. Sure is a lucky thing Grandpa knew all about that old mine shaft.
So that's how you trapped us.
Hey, Jingles. That loudmouth feller there looks like one of the Beeman brothers.
Well, he could be, for all I know.
Couldn't be, though. The Beeman brothers run a dry goods store.
Yeah, and they hit you on the head with a boulder. And they practically saved our lives just now. Oh, yeah. And they sold bathtubs, too.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
We'll be with you again on Monday, folks, with another Wild Bill Hickok story. Be with us, will you?
And if you like real action, you'll get it in our story called Thunder on the Plains. It's Wild Bill and Jingles tangled with a bunch of horse thieves.
So long, kid.
See you Monday. Choo-choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Fred Shields, Lou Marcel, Ralph Moody, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.